home meet. Hopefully it was a good day for both girls and boys.
Yeah, you know, we made some progress today. We knew we had a shot at winning our home meet for the boys, which is kind of a new situation for us to be in. And, you know, we came close, but Hastings ended up winning the meet. They won both sides, won the girls and the boys. Kind of a numbers game, you know, you just kind of, they got a few more swimmers than we do, and so gonna have to look at where we're putting kids and see if there's a way we can redistribute, squeeze a few more points out of them. We'll see them back at home in early February and have another shot at it. So something to shoot for the kids. You know, the boys are excited and they swim well, but just came up a little short today.
Any big time highlights, relays, individual events, starting with the swimmers first, anything big today?
You know, we had some progress today. We got a few more swimmers that made some secondary times. Boys got a secondary time in the 400 free relay. We hadn't swam that yet, so they swam that and got a secondary time in that. Looked pretty good there. A lot of kids took time off, chipping away. Kevin took a couple seconds off his 200 free time. He's right on the edge of a secondary there, right on the edge in his breaststroke as well. Derek Spencer took some time off in his 50 and 100, so he's kind of right there as well. Dave Moser won the 500 free for us today, took 7 seconds off, swam personal best in Hastings, and then up another 7 seconds today to 5:52. So he's swimming really well for us. Carson Border swam the 200 IM. She's chipping away there, taking time off. Still developing for us as a swimmer. We're really excited about her. She's been swimming really well for us. Abby Renner swimming well. Swam the butterfly today. She got a secondary time there. Looked really good in that. So, you know, across the board, kids are all swimming well. Making progress. Still early season, so you know, we haven't really checked up and gone after it yet. We're just kind of seeing where we're at, and we're really excited about where the kids are. You know, they're fast and they're still working hard, and these are, you know, sort of in stride meets. We're not taping or anything for them, so we're still working them hard leading up to it. So they're performing well across the board.
How about your divers, girls and boys? How they fare?
Very pretty well. On the girls' side, Marianne Kastner won it for us again. This is her second meet. She won. Emma Graf got third for us, so they're diving well. Developing our routines, they added back 1.5s today, and that's the first for them to do those in competition. It's a bit of a struggle, you know, learning some of those new dives and performing them. But, you know, both those girls qualified for the state meet last year and went down and performed. And we're looking at maybe trying to medal this year. And so we've got to get those dives in earlier. And you know, you got to kind of perform them all season to be at a point where you're really ready to perform them to the best level at the end of the season. So it's good that they're adding those dives early. On the boys' side, Axel Blomstead got second runner-up on the boys' side. He was he's a new diver for us, and he's still learning. And it's fun, you know. You're adding dives every week and learn how to perform them. And so he's a freshman and lots of energy. So he's been a really good diver for us as well.
You've got one more meet before the Christmas break. Another home meet coming up next Thursday.
Yep. We love swimming in our pool. White takes great care of us. And we'll have North Platte and Scott's Bluff back in town next week. It's a fun little meet before Christmas. So we'll get some ducks out for some heat prizes and have fun with our friends from Scott's Bluff and North Platte.